Hi, everyone, and welcome to this morning's edition of the SoFi Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Here's what you need to know to start the day. Let's begin with a quick review. U.S. stocks finished higher on Monday, snapping the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite's six-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 0.9%, while the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.1%, led by a 4.4% rebound from chipmaker NVIDIA. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, or 254 points. In the auto sector, shares of Ford were up 6.1% and General Motors was up nearly 2% after the United Auto Workers won their vote to unionize a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. The negotiations to come could narrow the labor cost gap between the Detroit automakers and previously non-unionized competitors. Meanwhile, Tesla saw its stock fall 3.4% after cutting the starting price of its Model 3 in China to $32,000. Tesla also cut the price of its full self-driving system from $12,000 to $8,000. Shares of China-based EV rival Li Auto also fell 5.6% to an 11-month low after cutting prices. In the aviation sector, United Airlines saw its stock add nearly 5% after a price target increase from a Jefferies analyst. Shares of competitor JetBlue also jumped 5.6% ahead of its earnings. Elsewhere, Verizon saw its stock slide 4.7% after missing revenue and free cash flow expectations. Shares of the cloud data management company Informatica fell 10.5% after saying it was not for sale, ending speculation of a possible acquisition by Salesforce. In economic data, overall economic activity rose more than expected in March, reaching its highest level since November, according to the Chicago Fed. Here are a few headlines that should be on your radar. The House of Representatives passed a bill that could ban TikTok stateside if China-based parent company ByteDance does not sell to a new owner within the year. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the U.S. semiconductor industry has out-innovated China, citing export controls and the billions invested through the CHIPS Act. Finally, regulators are aiming to block Coach parent Tapestry from acquiring Michael Kors owner Capri Holdings, per a New York Times report. Here's what to be on the lookout for today. An update to manufacturing and services sector activity in April. We'll also get new home sales for March. In earnings, it will be a busy day with General Motors, PepsiCo, JetBlue, Spotify, Tesla, UPS, and Visa due to report. Last but not least, here is one non-finance-related thing we learned today. The first known smiley face was engraved on a pot from 1700 BC. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out the SoFi app. Before we go, this communication from SoFi Wealth and The Street Sheet is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. Information contained within should not be perceived as a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party views reflected herein do not reflect the opinion of SoFi Wealth or its affiliates or The Street Sheet. All investments involve risk, and the past performance of a security does not guarantee future results or returns. There is always the potential for financial loss when investing in securities or other financial products. Investors should consider their investment objectives and risks before investing.